Let's get an update now on the COVID situation and indeed the vaccination situation in the region. I know the walk-in clinics have been affected this morning across the region because of Storm Barra. Joining us once again is the HSE's Director of Public Health for the Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin. Of course, many of you out there have already availed of your COVID booster jabs. The walk-in clinics are in place across the Northwest. Anthony, welcome again. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. So
how are things proceeding, first of all, with the booster jabs in the process?
Okay, before I say that, can I just say that the vaccination clinics have been cancelled today because of the winds, because a lot of it is tented, and we'll have to see what the damage is like and repair that, etc. And the COVID testing centres will be open from 10:30, so that's sort of some immediate practical issues out of the way. How are we progressing? I suppose, first of all, to say that unfortunately, we still have a good bit of COVID in our area. In the northwest, Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, we're running at sort of mid-hundreds to up to over 300 per day in this. Figures sort of the mid-hundreds in Donegal, getting up to the mid to late 30s in Leitrim, and up to 100 some days in Sligo, which is a picture we hadn't seen. So the Donegal has always been high, and other places have caught up with it, which is unfortunate. In terms of the vaccination, vaccination is progressing. We're doing nicely in Sligo and Leitrim. The national average for everybody over 12 in Ireland is 91%. For Sligo, we're at almost 96%. And for Leitrim, we're at 93%. So that's pretty good. Unfortunately, in Donegal, we're running at 83%. So we're sort of 9% lower. And while in Sligo and Leitrim, for all the age groups, we're above the national average. Unfortunately, in Donegal, we are sort of 10% in each age group, bar the very, very elderly groups. We're between 10 to 15% on average lower than the national average. For instance, for the 18 to 19 year old age group and up to 29, we're running at the national average is about 85%, and in Donegal, we're at 74%. So there's a 12% difference there almost.
Yeah. And do we know, can we ascertain as to why that's the case, or what are your thoughts on that?
We know that a small number would have got them across the border, but what we've tried to look at there is that back in October, people who had vaccines done in the north could get their vaccine cert, and we were trying to keep an eye on that to see could we get a rough idea on the number there, and the numbers are very, very small there. So that hasn't, getting vaccinated in the north, a Donegal resident getting vaccinated in the north, the number is very, very small. We know we have a bit of anti-vaccination sentiment on the Donegal-Derry border, and also a tiny bit around Donegal town. That might be affecting some of it. We know that in other parts of the country, people from Eastern Europe are more reluctant to get vaccinated, and that's due to their sort of political health history.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, a couple of times they were told by the governments to get this, and they took it and it didn't work out well, so they have a distrust, and we sort of acknowledge that, and we're trying to make sure that they know we're in a different situation, and we're getting information out to them in different languages, sort of on social media, in print, and also via lots of social support groups for the different communities. And then we just have a lot of people reluctant to get vaccine. They don't believe in COVID. They don't believe in the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't know why that's a particular problem in Donegal. But as we know that in hospitals, over 60% of people are getting in hospital in ICU are people who haven't had the vaccine. And we have had people in their 50s and 40s who are relatively well, who haven't been vaccinated, who have died, unfortunately. And that is not what we want to see.
Right, okay. So for the most part, people will be, we're getting these contacts all the time from people. Are people alerted to the fact that they go for their booster jab, or do they just turn up themselves? Yeah,
there's a number of opportunities. They can contact the GP and get the booster jab. And if you're supposed to get your flu vaccine, you can get that at the same time. Or otherwise, if you're on the sort of the system, the HSC system, you will get a text telling you to turn up for a vaccine. Now, if perchance it doesn't suit you, you can respond to the vaccine. It tells you what to do in the text, and you get another appointment about 48 hours later. And then, if perchance you have got it done with the GP, you can do the same thing, or you can ring the HSC helpline, and they can say, if you say I got my jab at Dr. Smith's, they'll take you off the system. Or if they say I can't do it this week, can I do it next Wednesday? And they'll put you into the system. So there are ways and means to make sure you get your appointment and to make sure that the time suits you.
Right. Okay.
And even if you haven't got your first two doses, you can still get them, and then you will get your booster in due course. There's no problem. Where it's not just boosters we're giving out. We're giving out all vaccinations, because we are thankfully seeing people who haven't been vaccinated at all turning up and getting the vaccine. So that's not an issue.
Okay. And the flu vaccine is ongoing as
yes,
well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.